When you're on your podcast, let's go for deep, a mile deep and an inch wide, fewer people. But at the same time, here's where it might differ a little bit from the email that I got from my friend, and that I know that it's also important to have the exposure.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
What's up, podcaster? It is Adam A. Adams, and I recently just got an email from Tom Schwab. I've talked about him before. He's one of those people that his company, it's called Interview Valet, will link to it in the show notes. I actually have an affiliate relationship with Interview Valet because I like what they do. And I think it's helpful for any podcaster to be able to grow. So the point is that Tom sent one of his emails. I'm subscribed to their email list. And there was this idea of, he said it's not all about, I think that the main thing that he was trying to say, it's not all about how many conversations you have, but is about how deep. So think about this right here. Have you ever heard an inch wide and a mile deep? And have you ever heard of a mile deep, an inch wide and a mile deep, and or mile wide and an inch deep? So this is what it's making me think of. And I think for the most part, I agree with Tom. There's this idea of less is more. Less is more. Fewer miles wide and more miles deep. What that means is we should be focused on having good conversations, like conversations that allow us to connect on a deeper level with another human being. So if it's on our podcast and we're interviewing somebody, or we're being on somebody else's podcast being interviewed, then a way to improve on the value that comes out of the podcast is for you to go deep. I feel like a lot of people are surface level. In fact, I've had in the past on my real estate podcast and even a little bit on the podcast on podcasting, this show. Not that I've aired all of these episodes. Some of them I won't air. The point being that there are people that are coached to know exactly what to say. They have everything rehearsed. And they keep it very surface level. They don't go deep. And the value, there's a lack of value. There's missing value when that happens. So if you are a podcaster, if you're hosting a podcast, a couple of things that you can do is ask different questions, ask more questions, ask deeper questions, ask additional follow-up questions to your guest. Another thing you can do is break the ice. I'll link toward, actually, we've got an affiliate relationship with them too, because I believe in the product. I like the product. I think it's a great product. So Interview Valet is one thing that we'll link to for you. But the other one is, what is it called? Poddex. It's just a way, not having to stay surface level. It's just a way to break the ice, to get into somebody's head and heart so that we can, I guess, what's the word for it, where you extract, maybe is the best word for it, extract the most amount of value. Some guests have rehearsed to say only certain things, and you want to get away from that. So you want to make your episode a little bit different. So that's one way of thinking of it. Another thing is, there's an idea between, I've seen a lot of people at different conferences do this. They will walk up to you in a conference, and like, we'll call it a real estate conference or a podcasting conference. I just spoke at a couple of podcasting conferences over the last few weeks. So we'll say podcasting conferences. I might have met a couple of you there as well. Here's the thing. I've seen people at those conferences. They bring a stack of 500 business cards, and they're able to pretty much get rid of all of their 500 business cards. Here's what they do. They'll do a couple things. they'll take stacks of 10 and they'll put them on all of the window sills, all of the table ends. They'll put them in the bathroom on the urinal, which is disgusting. And you girls, you probably haven't seen that before. They put it on top of the urinal. So like, do you want to pick up a business card where people might have peed on it? No. Okay. Do you want to just pick up random business cards of somebody you've never met? No. It seems ridiculous, but they are doing this. And then they're doing what's worse, the second way that they're getting rid of 1,000 or 500 business cards in one conference is they walk up to people and they're like, hi, my name is this. I do this, 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 and this, and this, and this. I have experience with that. And I have experience with that. Do you have a card? And you're like, I have a card. Yeah. Can I get one? Okay. And so you give this rando who just told you all of what their business does, you're just like handing them a card with a questioning look on your face. You're like, I'm not exactly sure why you're asking for this card. You don't know shit about me yet. Why are you wanting to get my card? But it's awkward to actually say to the person directly to their face, you don't know shit about me. Why do you want my card? It seems hard for most of us to say that. So what they'll do is they'll be like, my name is Amanda Swenson. And if your name's Amanda Swenson, I'm sorry in advance. I'm just making up a name. My name is Amanda Swenson. I've been a podcaster for 7 years and I help other podcasters get to XYZ without the ABC problems. And by the way, do you have a card? And I'm like, sure, I've got a card. And maybe I'll give this Amanda, this fictitious Amanda that I made up, a business card. And I'm doing it with a questioning look. I'm like, why does she want my card? She doesn't know anything about what I'm doing. What is she going to do with my card? Is she going to do a magic trick? And I'm like handing it to her suspiciously or skeptically. Amanda takes my card and says, thanks. I'll call you back. I'll call you this week and I'll follow up with you this week. And I'm like, but what would you follow up with me about, Amanda? You don't know anything about me, right? And so what all they're doing is they're giving their elevator pitch. And they're asking for a card and they're giving you their card. They're exchanging the card. Here's mine. You can call me anytime. Can I get yours? And voila, they've spent, we'll call it 30 seconds. And that might be an exaggeration. Maybe they'll spend 10 seconds. Maybe they'll spend 2 minutes, but we'll just pretend that they'll average 30 seconds per person that they give their elevator pitch to and take their card. And so all they're doing, I don't recognize this person. I better give them my card so I can get my podcast out. I can get my business out there. This is a mile wide and an inch deep. Every single person had a surface level conversation with Amanda Swenson this day, but nobody connected with Amanda Swenson. Not one person was grateful for the conversation. Not one person wanted to get elevator pitched to. And then have Amanda ask for your business card. And then Amanda runs away and goes and does it to the next person. That is an inch deep at best with 500 people, 1,000 people, because their sole goal is, if I get rid of cards, if I get cards, I will be successful in my business. But they're not. I want you to take a page out of this other guy's book. His name is Joe Fairless. Now, a couple of my listeners are in real estate, and you certainly know who Joe is. One of my favorite things about Joe is his goal. When he goes to a conference, he's a little bit more of an introvert. He likes hanging out, meeting people as well. But his main thing, I want to meet everybody, right? So I become that Amanda Swenson on accident just because I'm so excited. It's a new person. Joe's a little bit different. And I think I could take a page out of his book and so could you maybe. His focus is he wants to have one good conversation per day. That's all. Joe's goal is to go a mile deep and an inch wide with one person per day where he gets to know them. He gets to know their background, where they're from, what they're into, where they're going, what their goals are for their life. he gets to know them on such a strong level, and he spends almost the entire day with them. And that's his only goal. His goal's not, I want to get rid of 500, all 500 of my brand new business cards that just got shipped overnight yesterday. His goal is, I want to make a connection. So the same thing. When you're on your podcast, let's go for deep, a mile deep and an inch wide. Fewer people. But at the same time, here's where it might differ a little bit from the email that I got from my friend. And that I know that it's also important to have the exposure. I know that it's important. So maybe you still put a couple of business cards on. Don't put it on the urinal, but maybe put them somewhere if you feel comfortable doing it. Maybe a little bit better is be a sponsor at that event. Instead of just trying to take, how about you also sponsor the event? So now you've got a booth and now you're making more connections with more people. They're coming up after you. You're inviting them to be on your podcast. You are all of these things and you're able to kind of go a mile deep. You're going to be able to go a little bit deeper and closer with fewer people. And the way that I want to end this podcast episode is that when we do this, we find that we get more referrals because we are connected with people, we know people. So we're getting a lot more referrals, we're getting a lot more relationships, and it's easier. Trying to remember all 500 or 1,000 people that you shook hands with and gave a business card to at this 4-day conference, trying to remember all of those 500 people is a challenge. It's not easy. You don't know anything about any of them and they don't remember you and they're probably never going to call you. But if you spend a little bit more time with people, going a little bit deeper, you're going to find that it's going to help your business a lot more. So when you're putting out podcast episodes, go a little bit deeper. I do that with this podcast. When I say I go deeper, I mean, I talk about things that are happening in my business. I talk about emails that I got. I talk about real life experiences, and I try to share a takeaway about it. Instead of just only being surface level about other things, you know a little bit about me. You know that I love mountain biking. You know that I bought a Jeep. You know that I take Fridays off. You know that I don't work a lot on Mondays. You know that I do all my coaching calls on Tuesdays and Thursdays. You probably know that I do all of my podcast episodes on Wednesdays. Today's Wednesday. Well, not when you're listening, maybe, but when I'm recording. It's my podcast day. And you have a good understanding of some of that. You know that, unfortunately, if you listen to a couple of episodes back, that I just lost an employee who was a great person. She and her family passed away in a typhoon. I try to go a little bit deeper so you know my heart. Because when you know my heart and where I'm coming from, I think it's easier for you and I to do business with each other. It's easier for you to refer somebody to our company. And frankly, I think it's just better to be on a deeper level with people. So I'm trying to let you in for many reasons. I think that you learn more. I think that we connect more that way. So as you're doing your podcast, try to maybe implement some of that as well. Go a little bit deeper. Another thing about Joe Fairless, since he's already brought up for this episode, I'll just bring up one other thing. He does 7 episodes a week. Now, I think he's got some people that are maybe taking over some of the episodes. He's maybe slowly phasing himself out. But he's been doing for several years daily podcast, 7 days a week. And with that said, on every Friday, he has what's called Follow Along Friday, where he talks about what's happening with himself, with his family, with his child, with his kids, his wife, his traveling, his business, what deals they just closed. It was hard to buy this real estate deal or whatever it is that he talks about. He lets people a little bit more into his world, a little bit more deep than just broad, just not surface level, but he lets people into his business. And as a result, his business has been very successful. It's not just because he does 7 days a week where he's able to interview lots of people. That's a benefit for sure. It can be, but I think he gets the most amount of bang for his buck because of his Follow Along Friday episode. So take a page out of that book, go deep, not necessarily just wide. You can go wide, but go deep first. Okay, go deep first. I'll see you on the next episode. You're not alone if you're ready to either get your very first affordable microphone or if you're ready to upgrade your equipment to some legit podcasting studio equipment. Because on all of the forums over the last few months, I'm seeing this all the time. Even my own personal clients that work with my team, they're ready to get that next microphone. They're asking us for it. Additionally, when I'm on discovery calls with potential clients, they're always asking for this stuff. Hey, what mic do you recommend? Hey, what lighting do you recommend? What webcam should I be using? So many questions. And so what we did, my whole team has put together a PDF so that if you're one of those people who is looking to either get your very first affordable microphone, or if you're ready to upgrade your equipment to more professional podcast studio equipment, whether it's soundproofing or whatever, we've got you covered by going to growyourshow.com/PDF. And you can download the PDF for free. Or right there on the webpage is everything that you would have and you don't need to download the PDF. Either way, just go to growyourshow.com/PDF, which will put you to the podcasting equipment that me and my team have personally vetted. I'll see you on the next episode.